This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Sharon Peet, P-E-E-T, date of birth 10-12-1944. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Peet with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and anemia. She was last seen in this office September 18th of 2023 and then was lost to follow-up for a while. In the meantime, her weight is down 24 pounds over the last 2 years. And she had an acute kidney injury March 18th of 2024, probably pre-renal state, secondary to medications is what we thought, Dr. Fuente thought at that time. However, creatinine levels wax and wane and stabilized, but recently, October 5th of 25, creatinine was up to 2.06. Estimated GFR was 24, and then 10-20 of 25, creatinine 2.42, GFR 20. So with the decline in kidney function, we've asked the patient to get monthly labs at this point. She was also in the ER recently. She had a rapid heart rate in the 150s, and it was felt that she was very dehydrated at that time, so she was given IV fluids and IV magnesium because the magnesium level was also very low, according to the daughter. But no follow-up was made, and she has not seen a cardiologist yet or had any further cardiac testing for the rapid heart rate. It did improve with the IV fluid bolus. But she does complain of fatigue, and that's kind of that has been a chronic problem, according to the daughter. Currently, no recent falls, no dizziness. She does appear very frail and alert. She's listening to her daughter. She's slightly hard of hearing today. She denies chest pain or palpitations. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No recent UTIs, although she does get recurrent UTIs. No edema or claudication symptoms. And medications, I want to highlight the Norvasc 10 milligram daily. She's on letrozole, L-E-T-R-O-Z-O-L-E, 2.5 milligram for breast cancer treatment. Gabapentin, 300 milligram twice a day, Lipitor, iron supplement, Fosamax, Zoloft, 150 milligram daily, Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight, 106 pounds, pulse is 101, blood pressure 136 over 80. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, the heart was irregular in an unusual way, as if she's skipping quite a bit. She'd have quite a long pause, about 5 to 10 seconds, and then a normal sinus rhythm, or at least a normal sounding rate. That didn't sound like atrial fib at all, but it definitely was not a normal rhythm. She does not feel any palpitations when I'm listening. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, the most recent labs were done 10-20-25, and the creatinine 2.42 with estimated GFR of 20. Sodium 136, potassium 3.6, carbon dioxide 20. Urinalysis, this one did have protein, white blood cells, leukocyte esterase, so most likely it said no bacteria, but this looks like it may be a UTI at least starting. Hemoglobin was 11.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Albumin 4.4. And K Calcium was 9.4. Assessment and plan 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with worsening creatinine levels. And she did have this problem also in 2023 with a creatinine up to 2.29. At that time, we asked her to do monthly lab tests, and they were better, 1.29, 1.36, 1.29, 1.48, and 1.73. And the last lab we have from previous monitoring her previously was April 1st of 24, 1.6. So things are worse at this point. And hypertension is well controlled, and she does have an irregular heartbeat. I believe she should have a monitor, wearing a more than a 48-hour monitor, possibly 2 to 3 weeks, just to determine what that arrhythmia might be looking like and whether she needs some intervention, medication, pacemaker, something. I don't like the very long pause that I heard. And possibly a cardiology referral would benefit her. And we will check the labs monthly, and she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.